The following has been recorded in conjunction with OU Torah, the Daf HaShavua Foundation, and Congregation Beth Aaron. We continue now with Masechus Beitza, Daf Beis Amud Beis, halfway down the Amud. We'd previously seen that the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph discusses a case in which a Beitza Shenoldu B'Yomtif, an egg is laid on Yomtif, and there's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to whether or not it is permissible to eat such an egg on Yomtif. Beis Shammai say that it is permissible to eat such an egg. Beis Hillel say, no, such an egg may not be eaten, Baba Yom, on that day. So the Gemara had tried to identify the circumstances in which the Mishnah is addressing. Are we talking about a Tarnagolas on Medes Lagada Beitzim? Are we talking about a chicken which is designated for the purpose of laying eggs, in which case the concern of Beis Hillel is one of Muksa? Or are we talking about a Tarnagolas on Medes Lachila? We are talking about a chicken which has been designated for consumption, in which case it's difficult to understand why exactly Beis Hillel would prohibit eating such an egg. So previously we had seen the position of Rav Nachman, who explained that the Mishnah is talking about a chicken which is omedes lagava beisim, and the concern was that of muksa. And the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to whether or not we are strict regarding muksa on Yomtif. The Gemara now presents a second opinion, that of Rabba. Again, halfway down the Amud on Beis Amud Beis. Ella Amar Rabba. Rabba says, rather, here is the explanation of the Mishnah. La'olam b'tarnagolas omedes la'achila. Really, we're talking about a chicken that was designated on the onset of Yomtif for the purpose of consumption. The expectation on the part of the owner was that he would perhaps eat this chicken at some point, and that was his primary function. And the circumstances are, b'yom tov shechol liyos achar Shabbos haskina. The circumstances which the Mishnah is discussing are when Yomtif immediately follows Shabbos. In other words, we're talking about a Yomtif which comes out on a Sunday. Umishum hachana. The concern over here is not one of muksa, rather hachana preparation. Uksava rabba, rabba is of the opinion, ko beitza de nisialdo he'idna me'etmo gomrala. Rabba holds that any time an egg is laid today, so our understanding is that it was completed the day beforehand. Ko beitza de nisialdo he'idna, if the beitza is laid today, me'etmo yesterday already, gomrala, it was completed in terms of its formation. So what is the concern over here? What's the issue of hachana? So this is a famous concept known as hachana de rabba, literally rabba's hachana. And Rashi explains over here what's going on. The egg was completed yesterday, namely on Shabbos. So what? Asked Rashi. After all, I didn't do anything. This all happened bidei shemayim. This is all part of the natural order of the world. Says Rashi, afagafti bidei shemayim hu. Even though it's true that the hachana, the preparation that took place over here, happened bidei shemayim, this was not something that was done on my part, also, it is still, according to Rabbah, prohibited to eat such an egg on Yomtif. Diboinim, because we require kol su'udos Shabbos usudas Yomtov, any meals that are going to be eaten on Shabbos or on Yomtif, sheyum zmanos umuchanos mibod yom shachol. They must be prepared and ready already the day beforehand, and that means specifically on a day of Chol. In other words, says Rabba, a special condition that meals and food that are consumed on Shabbos and Yom Tov must have been prepared on a day of Chol. And so therefore, Rabba says, the problem over here is that this egg was formed, it was completed on Shabbos. Well, if it's completed on Shabbos, then it lacks the proper preparation that is necessary in order to permit the consumption of this egg on Yom Tov. Continues the Gemara, the Rabba l'taimei. Rabba is actually consistent over here with his own reasoning. The Amar Rabba Gus Rabba had previously explained, Mai b'chziv, how do we understand the Pasuk? Vayihi b'yom ha'shishi v'echinu asheshe yaviyu. The Pasuk says regarding the month, and it was on Friday and Erev Shabbos, v'echinu asheshe yaviyu, that they are to prepare that which they would bring. So Rabbi explains the pasuk means to say as follows: Chol mechin the Shabbos, the chol mechin the Yomtif. That chol, that on a day of weekday, on a day of which is not a day of kedusha, you can be mechin the Shabbos, you can prepare for Shabbos. Similarly, the chol mechin the Yomtif, on a day of chol, you can prepare for Yomtif. However, in Yomtif mechin the Shabbos, in Shabbos mechin the Yomtif. But the reverse is not possible. You cannot prepare on Yomtif for Shabbos, nor can you prepare on Shabbos for Yom Tov. In other words, the Torah over here requires, as we previously explained, according to Rabba, special designation, special achan of meals that are going to be consumed on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that they must be prepared on a day of Chol. Rashi explains, Ve'hinu v'hizminu. This means that they must be made ready. Kigon mikan, what does that mean? It would be like a person would say, mikan from here, ani ochel amachar, I intend to eat tomorrow, tomorrow being Shabbos and Yom Tov. Di'im shumachon b'yadayim, says Rashi, because if you would tell me that the pasuk over here means to say that you can't actually physically prepare these foods on Shabbos and Yom Tov, v'loma, and the pasuk means to say, she'yofi yivashim b'bod yom, the Torah is just telling you that you should cook or bake the foods beforehand, that can't be, because behedya kasiv, that's written explicitly in the pasuk, Esha Shetofu Efo. We have another pasuk that says, anything you are going to bake prior to Shabbos and Yom Tov has to be done beforehand. El Rada says, Rashi says, Hazmana Bepek Omar. That what's going on over here is that the Torah is requiring an additional level of preparation, namely that there has to be verbal designation that I am going to eat from this food on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. And this hachana, this preparation, must be done on a day of Chol. Therefore, to just review, Rabbi says the problem in our Mishnah is as follows. When you have an egg that is laid on Yom Tov, and the previous day was Shabbos, so that means that that egg was prepared on Shabbos. Well, that's a chisaron, that's a deficiency, if you will, in this requirement of hachana, namely that hachana has to be done on a day of Chol. So because of this problem of a lack of proper hachana, so therefore we say, according to Beis Hillel, it is prohibited to eat this egg. Continues the Gemara, Amalei Abaye. Abaye says to Rabbi Elamiyata, well, if you are correct, that in fact the problem over here is that the egg was laid on a Yom Tov which followed the Shabbos, so then Yom Tov Ba'alma Tishturi, so then it should come out that it should be mutter to eat an egg which was laid on a regular Yom Tov. But it certainly doesn't seem that way from the Mishnah. After all, the Mishnah says, Beitza Shenolda B'Yomtiv. It says Yomtiv Stam. It doesn't say that we're talking specifically about a Yomtiv that comes after Shabbos. So Abaye says to Rabba, your theory does not seem to work. Because according to you, this should be only on a Yomtiv Shecholios Achar Shabbos. But that's certainly not the implication that you get from the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, no. Why? Because we say Gezeira Shmishum Yomtiv Achar Shabbos. That you're right. Really, Mikar Adin, there should be no problem with having an egg that was laid on a regular Yom Tov, which was not preceded by a Shabbos. However, Chazal made a gezera. Chazal made a decree because people make it confused. An egg that laid on some Yom Tov you could eat, but not on others, it would be confusing for people. And therefore, a decree was made across the board. Anytime an egg is laid on Yom Tov, it is automatically going to be prohibited for consumption on that day. Why? Because there are times that Yom Tov immediately follows Shabbos, in which case, Mishum Hachana Deraba, we have a problem over here. Because as we said, this egg was not properly prepared on a day of Chol. Continues the Gemara, if that's true, so then Shabbos Di'alma Tishrei, well then you should be able to go ahead and eat an egg that was laid on a regular Shabbos. Well, hold on a second. Rashi asks, how can you eat an egg that's laid on Shabbos? After all, an egg requires preparation. You have to cook an egg. On Yom Tov, at least you could cook an egg, but you can't cook an egg on Shabbos. So Rashi says, that's true, but you could, in theory, swallow an egg raw. And so therefore, if an egg is laid on Shabbos, you should be able to swallow it raw. But here as well, Rabbi responds and he says, no, Gezeira Mishum Shabbos Achar Yom Tov. Just like we have a Gezeira that says that on every Yom Tov, you cannot eat an egg that was laid on that day, so too there's a Gezeira on every Shabbos. Why? Because of this very same concern. Sometimes a Shabbos follows a Yom Tov. If an egg is laid on Shabbos, that means it was completed on Yom Tov. If it was completed on Yom Tov, then again, there's a problem of Achan over here, because that egg was not prepared on a day of Chol. And so therefore, Rabbi says, it comes out that according to Beis Hillel, on every Shabbos and on every Yom Tov, we prohibit an egg that is laid because of a concern that it will be a Shabbos which follows a Yom Tov or a Yom Tov which follows a Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Umi Gozrinan, is it true that we are really Gozer, that Chazal made a Gezer in this particular case? Vatani, we learn in the Braisa, Hashochet es Hatanagoles. If a person shechs the Tanagoles on Yom Tov, Umatzah ba Beitzin Gemuros, and he finds, after he shechs the chicken, he finds complete eggs that are ready to be eaten, Mutaros la'ochlan be Yom Tov. You can go ahead and you can eat those eggs on Yom Tov. Now, these eggs were not laid on Yom Tov, but if I find them inside of the body of the chicken, and they're gemuros, So then that means that they were completed the day before. So says the Gemara of Enisa, if it's true what you're saying, Rabbah, Ligzo Mishum Hanach the Nisyaldin the Yomayan. We should say that it's prohibited to eat these eggs that I took from the body of the chicken that I shechted, because this may lead to a situation of my eating eggs which were laid on Yomtis. So Amalei, so Rabbah responds, no. Beits in Gemuros, B'moy Iman, Milsa de lo Shchichahi. Milsa de lo Shchichahi, Rabbi answers, this particular situation, namely, where you would shech the chicken and find completed eggs, that's a very unusual situation. It's so rare that it would be in the category of what's called a milsa de lo shchicha de lo gazer barabanan. It's true that Chazal made gezeros in many situations. Whenever Chazal were concerned that we would perhaps inadvertently go ahead and violate an issa deraisa, so they made certain decrees, certain gedarim, to make sure that we should not inadvertently violate a din in the Torah. However, those gezeros were only introduced in situations which would be fairly common. But something that is incredibly unusual, something which is very rare, something which is, again, identified here as a milsa lo shchicha, so Chazal did not see the need to go ahead and institute a gezera for something that would very, very rarely happen anyhow. And so therefore, in conclusion, Rabbah, the second opinion of the Gemara, says that the case in the Mishnah, which is the subject of the Machlokas between Risham and Yisilel, is talking about a Tanagolas HaOmedes LaAchila. We're talking about a chicken that was designated for the purpose of eating. And so therefore, we're not concerned about Muksa whatsoever, like Reb Nachman argued. Rather, according to Rabbah, the problem over here is one of Hachana, because we're concerned that an egg which was laid on a Yomtif, which followed a Shabbos, or an egg which was laid on a Shabbos, which followed Yomtif, so the problem is that that egg was not properly prepared on a day of Chol. And as Rabbi told us, we see from the Pasuk, that the Torah requires that any food that is going to be eaten on a Shabbos or a Yomtif must have been prepared from a day beforehand, only a day of Chol.